Hi, I'm Andrew, an entrepreneur and a computer science student.
Hi, I'm Raveen, a psychology major student.
And you're now listening to the InkTots podcast, where we ponder and talk about incongruous thoughts ranging from our daily life to the human mind.
Hello everyone, welcome back to another episode of InkTots podcast. Hope everyone has been doing well. And I'm just back in the UK from Tenerife, which Andrew and I went for holiday. Yeah, it was an amazing holiday. Yeah, because over here it's still quite cold, but in Tenerife the weather was so amazing. Yeah, you just feel you can spend all day by the beach, sunbathing. And we even had an interesting experience where we went on a boat trip to witness like lots of dolphins. Yeah, it was quite amazing. So anyway, back to the topic itself. So today, I'm going to talk about the feelings of out of control or losing control. So the reason that inspired me to think more deeply about this topic was part of the background story of one of my patients on the ward. So before I go into more details, to ensure non-identifiable information and to maximize confidentiality, I'll use the pronouns of they instead of he or she. In this podcast, and rest assured that I'm not going to share the whole story of the person too. I'm just going to share like this particular part of it. Yeah. So what happened was the patient was diagnosed with OCD. I won't go into details about how they are presenting the symptoms of OCD. And one of the things that was found to be very challenging for both the patients and their parents are, this patient has a very strong urge to have things under their control. So parents have to sometimes follow their rules instead of the household rules itself. And it turns out that sometimes it would be a very hurtful thing for the parents, as the child was being very rude or even thinking that the parents are more of a failure. Yeah, so basically the patient has to be the person that set all the rules, have everything under their control, and parents have to follow. And of course there are a lot of factors that would affect why the child behave this way, but today I'm not going to dive deep into that, but let's just focus on the feelings of losing control itself. Yeah. Well, we all don't like the feeling of losing control, and it's pretty much a very normal thing. I believe none of us would like it. Yeah. And especially when the things matters a lot to us. The key thing here is that to what extent are we comfortable with losing control over something then? So before we answer that question, let's first take a look at why we all dislike feeling out of control. So first thing first, we all dislike the uncertainty of the unknown. While evolutionarily, we wanted to protect ourselves to stay alive, right? And hence we prefer something that we are more sure about, as in we have more information about that. So of course, when you think about something, think about it, if it's something that you know is definitely going to be dangerous, most of us won't immediately do it without giving it a second thought, right? And next, lack of control over important outcomes. It is especially obvious if that is something that matters a lot to you. For instance, we all do have that experience of applying for some important things, such as a job or maybe university courses, or maybe things like being a committee for an event. None of us will know what's the outcome before we apply to it and waiting for the outcome itself. So perhaps the things that you're trying to apply matters so much to you that you don't think you could bear the consequences of not getting it. You will then feel extremely out of control over that. Yeah. Because you kind of maximize that feelings, and because it matters it just matters so much to you that you really want it, but because of a lot of factors that you can't really control, and so that out of control feeling just get more intense in this, in this sense. And some people might have unfortunately had quite some past experiences related to losing control over things that matters to them. If in the past the experiences was really, really bad, next time when similar thing happen again, your brain will release similar cues to you, such as how it feels in the past and etc., that you fear of losing control again. Yeah, basically the feeling will get maximized again in that sense. However, for some people, it's purely because of the personality. But of course, personality could be affected by various factors too, including what I've mentioned earlier about like past experiences and stuff like this. And if I try to relate it back to the example of my patient, I'll probably say it sounds more like a personality thing. But of course, I agree that past experiences of them might have shaped and influenced how they behave today, such as like things like trauma or stuff like this that shape them towards this. Now, it's probably time to think about how we can actually manage these feelings of losing control. We'll first have to be honest with ourselves and face the reality. Mm-hmm. There are definitely times that we will have to accept that things are not within our control. We don't have a say on whether how a scenario or event should develop. Yeah, we just can sit there and wait. Mm-hmm. Then what do we do during times like this then? Firstly, be aware of how you feel. Now, try to notice your feeling. It's totally normal if we don't feel good at all with all the uncertainties and the unknowns. Yeah, then validate your feelings. We are just human beings at the end of the day. Yeah, it's okay for us to feel that we are anxious, we are sad. Yeah, any kind of emotions. Accept it. After taking the first step to accept how you feel, now, try to notice your mindset. Why? Because if you tell yourself something is too hard for you, you're very likely never gonna accomplish it. However, if you think that, yes, that's difficult, but I believe I could, you might probably discover a miracle at the end of the day and accomplish things that you never thought you could accomplish. So never underestimate how powerful our mindset could be. Then point out things that are within your control. We all agree that there are a lot of things that are out of our control. However, there might probably be a few things that you could act on. Try to list them down. List down whatever stuff that's stressing you out and making you feel that you're losing control. Then identify what are the few things that either within the list of things or things that you could do to tackle certain points of the list that might make you feel a regain of control again. Yeah. Believe me, after this step, you might feel different. Yeah. Then tell yourself to do the best you could for this newly identified list of things that are within your control. If you're putting in the effort and focusing on doing it, you might very likely go into the flow state, which turn out could lead you to feeling more satisfaction even before the results of what you're stressing about are announced or released. The process itself will make you feel good. And if you still don't feel relieved at all, try to limit yourself to the source of your stress that are making you feel out of control. For instance, if it's something that kept showing up on social media which reminds you about it, then set a limit of time for yourself to go on social media. Let's say you can only swipe through social media for a maximum of 2 hours a day until this problem is being solved. Yeah, if it's just generally very worrying for you, try setting aside a worry time every day then. Tell yourself that you're only allowed to worry during this worry time. However, during this worry time, you can worry as much as you can for whatever stuff that you like to worry about. You just go all out in worrying during this worry time. Yeah. For me, I'll definitely say writing things down such as making a list works for me. I was able to brain dump whatever thoughts I have in my mind that are annoying me, and I'm able to then visualize them clearly on the paper. Then I know what should be my next step. Even if things are not gonna be solved immediately, I'll know that what should be my next step to getting closer to solving my problems. And sometimes even if the problems still remain unsolvable, the action itself will make me feel calmer by a lot. At least taking an act is still within my control. Something out of the topic, but I'd like to share with you guys before I end this episode, which is, if you haven't already heard about it, actually, the act of worrying is what our brain feels like they're doing something about the problem itself. Sometimes we couldn't stop worrying is because if we stop worrying, our brain might think that we're not doing anything at all. We're still in a very dangerous or in a very risky environment. Yeah. Hence, if you are able to replace it with some real actions, we might feel a lot better at able to manage our feeling of losing control better too. Yeah. So, I guess that's it for me today. Hopefully, this episode will be a useful one for everyone. And hopefully, it makes sense to you guys too. Feel free to comment down below to share your thoughts with me, and we can have a further discussion on this as well. Yeah, so I guess that's it from me today. Thank you everyone for listening. Hope you have enjoyed it. If you do, please like and share to like this episode and share it to your friends and families. Yeah, so I'll see you guys next week. Goodbye.
Thank you for listening to this episode of the podcast. If you enjoyed, do share with your friends and family and leave us a review on the Apple Podcast. If you're not using an Apple device, you can leave a review on the Apple Podcast website with the link in the show notes. If you have any feedback or thoughts which you hope that we'll discuss in the future, feel free to email them to us at hello@inkthoughts.com, or alternatively, you can send us a private message on our Facebook, Instagram or Twitter with the username of inkthoughtspod. Thanks again, and see you all next week. Bye-bye.